Heads up, this is a very sensitive topic. There's a fear out there shared by countless Americans. You're diagnosed with a terminal illness and you want to die before it kills you. But no one can help because it's against the law in every state but two, and they are in the Pacific Northwest. That is the issue that Frontline tackles in a new documentary that airs tonight.
It's called The Suicide Plan, and Karen O'Connor is one of the producers. She joins us now live. Karen, thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Massachusetts voters just decided to keep assisted suicide against the law there. What are the public attitudes on this?
Well, it's interesting, and they came pretty, it was pretty close. It was 49 to 50, so it was narrowly defeated. But it pretty much reflects, I think, a kind of polarization in the country still. People are deeply ambivalent. They feel strongly about it, but in every ballot measure where it's come, it's been pretty close. It's almost evenly divided.
Karen, your Frontline piece tonight is a very intimate experience for the viewers. They're invited in to understand the decision and the process for somebody who wants to take their own life because they're terminally ill. What do the dying tell you?
It is that, and we decided to go inside this issue in a slightly new and provocative way, I think, not to just do the old doctor-assisted suicide angle, but to go inside to those people who are choosing to die and those who help them. And most people in states where it's illegal turn to family, friends, and then these two right-to-die groups. And they're kind of lost, flailing what to do in these blurred lines between what's legal and illegal, and very worried about families left behind who may be prosecuted in that. That happens in some cases. So they're confronting their own deaths and then worried about those left behind in most cases.
Talk about these groups for a moment that step in to help people make this decision and follow through.
It was eye-opening. I had no idea, nor my co-producer, Mary Navasky, when we started researching. There are two groups, Compassion and Choices and Final Exit Network in this country. They're right-to-die advocacy groups that both have clinical programs, and they will help people in states outside Washington and Oregon to end their lives with very different methods. Compassion and Choices, it's lethal medications, and Final Exit Network, believe it or not, it's death by helium with a plastic bag and tanks of helium. So I had no idea they existed, and people are online trying to find these lethal meds, and they're really kind of navigating this strange and curious landscape, often on their own.
And Karen, of course, some medical professionals are worried these groups will help people who really are mentally ill, not physically sick. How do they respond to that?
It's true, and the film takes that on in all its complexities. It starts with the simplest cases in some way, which are terminal illnesses from cancer, and then as the film progresses, you move to a man who's not dying, another with Alzheimer's, and the final, which is the most jarring, a woman, 58-year-old woman with mental illness. So it's that proverbial slippery slope, which I think accounts for our ambivalence. Even though nobody wants the bad death, there is some part of us all that struggles with how to draw those lines. So we tackle that in the film for sure.
All right. Producer Karen O'Connor, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
The Suicide Plan airs tonight at 10:30 on TV 26.